This is KNKX. A trial will take place in April for a former member of the Seattle Seahawks who is charged with felony domestic violence. Chad Wheeler was arraigned this week. Authorities accuse him of violently attacking his girlfriend in their Kent apartment last month. Here are some thoughts from KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel. And a warning, the details of the story are disturbing. Art, Wheeler's victim was in court for his arraignment Monday and had her statement read by a court official.
I'm going to leave out a few details for reasons of sensitivity, but it can be pretty clearly said that she was choked, smothered, and lost consciousness. When she awoke, she tried to escape, and he broke and dislocated her arm and strangled her a second time. She finally escaped to the bathroom, locked the door, called 911, and Kent police arrived shortly thereafter, had to taser Wheeler and arrested him there and took him to King County Jail. It's important to note here that the victim and Wheeler, in his Twitter account, both said that this was a manic episode because he's bipolar and failed to take his medications.
And for people who don't follow the Seahawks very closely, Art, who is Chad Wheeler?
Well, Chad is a backup offensive tackle, been in the NFL for 4 years. And he played in 5 games in the 2020 season with the Seahawks, but the Seahawks waived him, and now he's a free agent and has not been re-signed by any team and certainly won't be re-signed by any team.
Fill us in on what has happened since his arrest.
Well, he made bail at $400,000. The Seahawks issued a statement that was kind of corporate speak about abhorring domestic violence. And he's now wearing an ankle bracelet and still in this area. The victim asked that he be jailed or be somewhere else other than the area because she still feared for her life. But the judge ruled that Wheeler has to remain in the King, Pierce, Snohomish County area until his trial date, which is April 6th. He's charged with 2 felonies, one felony domestic violence and another felony of imprisonment, plus a misdemeanor charge of resisting arrest. He did plead not guilty to all these charges, even though he admitted the guilt in his Twitter response and his remorse and regret for everything that happened.
All right, so we have the trial set for April. In your view, Art, is there more that needs to be said and done in this case?
I think there is. As far as is known, Wheeler has no record of violent acts. So it's hard to say a lot without having a better understanding of the diagnosis. What we do know is that his father, in the court proceeding Monday, said that Wheeler was diagnosed as bipolar in 2016. So it would be important for the community to understand what the team, what the league, and what the union knew of this condition. I'm not saying that these parties are negligent in all this, but we need to find out more about mental health issues. And I think the league and the union need to be proactive about making sure that there's no repeat of this sort of episode.
All right, Art. Thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can find a link to his column about the story at our website, knkx.org. That's also where you can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations. I'm Kirsten Kendrick. Legal advocates are offered free of charge to domestic violence victims. Their services include preparing victims for trials and offering support before, during, and after the proceedings. If you or someone you know is experiencing domestic violence, here is a number to call, 1-800-799-SAFE.